Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I want you.
Pensacola. Today is Wednesday, December 18th, and no, the voice you're hearing today is not Andrew McKay. He is on a well-deserved vacation. This is John Peacock. I am joined here today with my business partner, JC Costantino. We are thrilled to be here today, right, JC, even though it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely thrilled. Already bright and sunny outside. And
I don't know where you're looking. It looks awful dark. But I do want to say, you know, I always like to start out when I'm blessed to be able to fill in for Andrew, just talk a little bit about the radio station in general. You know, we are so fortunate to have Dave and Mary Hoxing in our community and all the amazing things that they do through Cat Country and News Radio. It is always warms my heart to see the number of awards they've received over the past couple of years to recognize not only what they do in radio, but what they do in the community as well. And, I'm not real familiar with other communities and what goes on there, but geez Louise, I mean, you can't go anywhere without seeing Yellow for Cat Country and Red for News Radio and all those kind of things. So it is nice when we talk about News Radio, Pensacola being local, informative, dependable. I'd always like to say it is locally owned and operated. And anytime you get a chance to support Dave and Mary and their ventures and all the people at Cat Country and News Radio, and just thank them for what they do. You know, whether it's charitable stuff like Fill the Mayflower or whatever it happens to be, I've never been to a charitable event. JC, I'm sure you're the same, that we haven't seen Brett or somebody from News Radio or somebody from representing Cat Country and News Radio at those events.
Absolutely. I agree completely. I think both are quite relatable, and no matter who people see out in the public, are always friendly and well involved. And I think that's really wonderful for our town and community.
Yeah, it's really a blessing. So we're happy to be here today. We're going to, hopefully this 4 hours will go by relatively quickly for us. It's always been a challenge. It's nice to have a partner here today to do that. And usually it's just me. And by the end, the producer, we're blessed to have John Pickens as our producer today. They really kicked me out for sure. But in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Teresa Blackwell, who's, there's a lot of people in our community that have done great things and try to make sure we have some change in the positive direction. But especially when it comes to the north part of Escambia County, OLF 8 and Pine Forest or Imaw Road North, Teresa Blackwell certainly has been a champion for all things Beulah in that area for sure. And we're really blessed to have her. So we're going to talk to her in around 5:38 or so. And the 6 o'clock hour, we'll talk about some things as well, market related, et cetera. And we're going to have the chief market strategist from Edward Jones come on and tell us a little bit about the market, what's going on in the economy, what our expectations are maybe for the upcoming year. And the 7 o'clock hour, we're expecting our one and only mayor, D.C. Reeves, to call in, and we'll chat a little bit with him about what's going on in the city of Pensacola. And it always cracks me up when he tells me stories about how people in 9 Mile Road will kind of argue with him or complain to him about what's not happening on 9 Mile Road. And he has to explain to them he is not the mayor of the 9 Mile Road and north part of Escambia County. So we'll chat with D.C. a little bit. And, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to bring on Jennifer Nisbel, works for WSRE and does so many other things in our community. And we're going to chat a little bit there about what's going on in the community. It is, December. It seems like just yesterday we had Christmas last year, and now we're getting ready to have it again next week, J.C. And, we're a month away from the inauguration, which is This year, being election year, has been a little bit interesting for sure.
It's very interesting.
We can't wait to kind of see how that unfolds. And, this has been certainly a polarizing year and one in which hopefully we'll get through and move on. But the next couple of weeks will be interesting as we get closer and closer to inauguration. As we get ready to go to break here in a few minutes, JC, one of the things we're going to talk about this hour before and after Teresa's, what I'm excited about the most that's going on in North End of County is a Wawa.
I think that is the headline news today on the radio show for sure. I think we could fill almost the 4 hours with just talking about the Wawas that are opening. One tomorrow.
It certainly is. And you're right. There is a Wawa opening up tomorrow. One of the first in the area. I think there's four or five planned. Why is that important to me? It started in the Philadelphia area. And for those of you that don't know that, I am from the Philadelphia area. You might be able to tell from my accent. But it started back in 1902. And there's actually a little town named Wawa. And my dad used to tell the story. The train line used to go from Media to some other little town that ended Wawa. And he always thought it was hilarious. But now they have like 500 stores all over the country. And when I was a kid, it was literally just a Tom Thumb, Circle K kind of a store. You went in, grabbed your normal convenience stuff. But now it's supposed to be a pretty big deal. And the food, they always say, is great. And I'm thinking, how could food be great at a convenience store? So I'm super excited to kind of see and maybe test out a cheesesteak or two, JC, to kind of see if they compare to what I remember in the Philadelphia area.
Yes, I've been pretty impressed with the one that's going in on the corner of Beulah and 9 Mile Road, just right up from my house. And every step of the way, they've done a really great job. So I think it's going to be a great addition to both the one that's opening tomorrow and the one in Beulah.
Yeah, the one that's opening tomorrow is on what's it, Bosch Lane. And they're actually having a big grand opening. They're going to give away a bunch of T-shirts and I think ribbon cutting at 9 o'clock. First 250 customers are going to get a free T-shirt and all those kind of things, free hot coffee. They're supposed to be known for all their various coffee station, et cetera. So I'm excited because I remember it being, like I said, a Tom Thumb kind of looking place. But it's certainly the one I see being built in 9 Mile Road and other places. It certainly looks a little more complex. Probably not Bucky's. You know, no, Bucky's is a big deal around here, but I think it's going to be great for Escambia County to do that. We'll talk a little bit more about Wawa.
Question about Wawa really quick is I heard they had the best smoothies out there. Being a Wawa expert, do you have a favorite?
Well, again, way back when they didn't have smoothies and such, you know, that wasn't a thing back in
the healthier people of Pensacola.
Yeah, I think we had Slurpees back then, and you know, I think they still have that kind of stuff, but that's about all we had back there. We didn't have the infamous smoothie, but I am looking forward to that. You know, the first Wawa opened up in 1964 in Folsom, Pennsylvania, which, again, I grew up and went to elementary school in Folsom, Pennsylvania. So, again, I'm pretty excited about that. And, of course, it's grown dramatically over 70s, 80s, 90s, and expanded. I think in 2012, they actually opened their first store in Florida. And now, after all these years, 12 years later, we're finally getting one in Pensacola. So I'm excited about that. Again, we're going to wrap up this first little session. This is John Peacock with J.C. Costantino, hosting for Andrew McKay, who, again, has a well-deserved commercial.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan. And we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive. But we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one. And we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool!
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, good morning. Welcome back, Pensacola. This is John Peacock and JC Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio Pensacola 1620. You can listen to us either on AM 1620 or FM 92.3 or FM 95.3 or the app, of course. And like we started the show, I always like to give kudos to Dave and Mary Hoxing for just bringing a wonderful radio experience here. And JC, it's great to have you here this morning, helping me out.
Thrilled to be here. I think we're going to have a lot of fun over the next few hours. Andrew will have us back at least once a week.
I'm not sure I could do this once a week. It's awful early for that. This time rolled around pretty quick, but the daylight's starting to pop out there somewhere. we are excited to be here. As we were talking before, the most exciting thing happening in Pensacola in a long time is that Wawa opening up in the north end of the county, and a couple more happening. As I mentioned, JC, you know, I grew up with the Wawa stores and never thought any of it when you leave and don't have those again. I really kind of miss them. Another exciting thing, I know you're super excited about this, is Costco is coming to Pensacola. Yes. So tell us a little bit about what you know about Costco, JC, and what's going on in Pensacola with the Costco brand.
Absolutely. So it was approved in 2022 to open Costco off 9 Mile Road near Stefani Road. It's going to be the Shops double P, S-H-O-P-P-E-S, of Stefani. So very fancy indeed.
That's super fancy for a Costco.
Right, which is really what Costco is notorious for. I love Costco personally. They're the number one wine distributor in the United States of America.
Wow.
And John, you know how I like wine, So I think that's going to be my new hangout. And a really fun fact about Costco is they don't just do products. They do vacation packages, mortgage services, and even caskets. So
caskets, you can buy a casket at Costco. I've never thought about that being an option, but, you know.
I didn't even know. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you sure can. Those funeral homes.
I think that would be a family outing at Costco. Let's go plan the funeral.
Right. Let's just do it
while
all
we're there,
once.
We'll pick up some wine and maybe a side of beef.
Celebration of life, really.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
Right in the parking lot. but, I mean, honestly, for me, one of the biggest pluses of Costco coming to our area is the jobs. You know, they are notorious for really treating their employees quite well, good pay. If you look on all of the Indeed and LinkedIn and stuff like that, a lot of positive reviews from employees on Costco. So I think it's going to bring a good amount of jobs here too, especially the 9 Mile area.
We were preparing for the show yesterday. We were talking about the history. I had no idea the history. You know, I know a little bit about Sam's Club and how Sam Walton started that. And you know, I don't know much about BJ's Wholesale, those kind of things, but Costco has a pretty long history that, you know, you were talking about. It started out as Price Club, right? And that was way back in the 70s, I think, right?
San Diego, California. Started off in July 12th, 1976. Merged with Price Club. Fun little fact, they started off in an airline hangar. That was their first location in San Diego. And then have now exploded to 785 stores. They were the very first company to ever go from zero to 6 billion, or it was $10 billion in 6 years.
Wow.
So, Costco is pretty wonderful. You know, I think you're going to have some new products that will come to Pensacola because of having Costco here. You know, everything from jewelry to food to organic products to services.
What I thought was interesting is they're pretty limited on terms of the number of SKUs. You know, you go to some of those places that got SKUs being stock keeping units, how they identify different products. They only have about 4,000 compared to many supermarkets have like 30,000. Hmm. So they kind of focus on quality versus quantity, which I thought was kind of interesting. And again, they as JC mentioned, they're one of Fortune 500 companies, and they do a great job of taking care of their employees. So we are blessed to have them here. It's going to be interesting to see how that, BJ Wholesale and Sam's Club, how they compete with those normal places mm-hmm. that we've had here for such a long time. So pretty excited about that. That just goes, all the things happen in North End of County. And again, in a few minutes, we're going to have Teresa Blackwell come on to talk about some of that. And she's certainly been a champion, JC, and you know her well, all the things in Beulah. Yes. Beulah's gone through a lot of change over the years, and the best change I ever saw was last election when we changed the county commissioners, just because I think the people spoke, right? It was great to see the people in Beulah come together and decide we want somebody that's going to represent us. And we'll probably talk a little bit, we might do it now, but I'm a big fan of having a form of government that we can actually affect change. And there's a significant difference. We'll talk to Mayor Reeves a little bit later, JC, about the city and the county. I joked earlier that a lot of people in Nyma Road area say, talk to Mayor Reeves and kind of complain that their garbage isn't picked up or whatever. And he has nothing to do with that. But, years ago, a bunch of us got together and decided in the city that we wanted somebody in charge, right? We wanted a strong mayor, form of government, kind of similar, JC, to what we see in the governor, the state. We have okay. an executive branch, and then you have a legislative branch. Of course, in the federal level, we have a president in Congress, right? What we don't have here in a county is anybody kind of elected in charge, right? We have an appointed administrator that, in theory, is supposed to run as a CEO job, and the board of county commissioners is supposed to function as kind of a board of directors, if we will. Well, we know the way it has happened here over the years is there are kind of five little kingdoms or mm-hmm. fiefdoms, if you will, and there's really nobody that's elected and accountable to the community that kind of makes those county-wide decisions. And hopefully Mayor Hayward and Mayor Robinson and Mayor Reeves continues to have success in the city, and we've seen the city, goodness, JC, do so many great things. Hopefully we'll see the people in the county go, wait a minute, why don't we have that? We had Mayor Reeves not too long ago do a State of the City address.
It's wonderful.
Kind of like the governor does in State of the State, State of the Union in a federal level. We don't have anybody doing that in the county. And JC, I think we need that kind of leadership.
Yeah, I agree. And from what you've told me before, wasn't it Charleston, South Carolina, that kind of piqued your interest in the strong mayor and what's happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. I was in the Navy in Charleston years ago, and I came here, and I looked around, and I said, wait a minute, we have better beaches. We have more, just as much history as Charleston, and why are we kind of still lagging behind? Escambia County is one of the poorest counties in Florida, and I look at all the natural resources and amenities we have here, we really shouldn't be. And it dawned on me, it's like, what's different about Charleston and Pensacola? I went back to visit, and I said, oh my gosh, it was a strong mayor. Joe Riley was the mayor of Charleston for 40 years.
Wow.
I'm not sure anybody would do that again
Quite
today. That's a long time, but he did such amazing things with Charleston. And people that visit there now, of course, recognize how great it is to visit Charleston and Pensacola starting to get there, but we imagine the resources. Just a quick story, JC, I think I told you this before, but back in the 60s, John, Duval County and Escambia County were essentially the same size. Duval County is certainly where Jacksonville is. And Jacksonville and Duval County decided to consolidate and then elect a strong mayor. And you see what Jacksonville has become
yes.
Compared to what we've become. Not that I necessarily want to be Jacksonville, but certainly they've had the opportunity to affect change and direction of where they're going, similar to Davidson County and Nashville. Mm-hmm. Nashville and Davidson County are the same governmental entity, so they get to affect change. And what happens in, Beulah, where you live, JC, you get to vote for one commissioner, right?
Yes.
And that could be the greatest commissioner in the world, but three other people that you can't vote for can do something to negatively affect your lifestyle, and that doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't seem fair. I am really glad that my fellow Beulah residents spoke for some change. We're really hoping that's going to help us get what we need and want out in that area for sure. But I do want to say something to the change and the growth I've seen in Pensacola over the years. I was born and raised here. I'm a native, moved away for 15 years and came back and very pleasantly surprised with everything that has come downtown. Back in my day, you only went downtown for Dollar Hyde music, and that was it.
And only during the day.
So, I mean, if you said you were going downtown, parents were like, why are you going downtown? So it's really nice to see all the restaurants, the shopping, everything that's come to downtown. And it really shows, I mean, we know just from our industry, sometimes you can't even get a reservation at a restaurant downtown. So I really hope in years to come there's some more growth in those areas. Restaurants and additional retail in time. But it's really wonderful how much it's exploded through the years.
Right. Yeah, I think it's been a focused effort. You know, if you think about what Mayor Hayward did way back when, he focused on some job issues and got the SC Aerospace here. Mayor Robinson kind of focused on rebuilding the government, so to speak, to be a little more effective as a strong mayor form of government. And of course, DC Reeves has hit the ground running and doing all kinds of great things and trying to develop our waterfront. Of course, Bruce Beach, those kind of things in a real effective way to kind of generate some more revenue for the city and the county as well. And then, of course, we also affordable housing. I mean, Mayor Reeves has done some great things. It's just nice to know that your elected official is doing things to kind of always in the news, always kind of pushing our community forward. And you just don't hear about those things in the county. Typically, when you hear about things in the county these days, it's been more of a negative than a positive. Yeah. And it'd be nice to see somebody take the reins. And maybe someday we'll act on a consolidated effort similar to what Nashville and Davidson County did and Jacksonville and Duval. So it's been an exciting time in the city of Pensacola. And Jason, like you said, you came back after a long absence, and city of Pensacola has just grown dramatically. And a lot of that credit, because we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about him, but Quint Studer, you know.
Absolutely, because there was a noticeable difference from moving out of the 90s into the 21st century in those years there. And that was definitely large part Quint Studer. So we definitely owe him a lot.
So Quint, he deserves a whole bunch, you know, from the vision that he and Admiral Fetterman and John Kavanaugh had. For what was that Triumph property way back when, where the Maritime Park is now. And then, of course, all the downtown revitalization that Quint and Rishi Studer have done. And they continue to do. You know, I read the other day they gave an enormous amount of money, bonuses and stuff, to all their Studer family and company employees. And they just continue to give back. And, you know, what we've learned about, you know, things like, you know, Quint and Rishi and others is that capital is mobile. So we need to make sure that we continue to support their efforts, because if we don't, they'll take their money and do something somewhere else.
What I admire too about them is we have a tendency to move very slowly here, and they still kept pace and they were still persistent even when there was pushback on different things, because once whatever their vision was for opening, people love it. So credit them to that as well.
Well, we're getting ready to head to a break, and I'm John Peacock and JC Cosentino filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and FM 95.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papakin. Republicans in the House struck a deal on the massive funding bill that would keep the lights on for the federal government.
It would fund the government through March 14th, but they have to do so by Friday to avoid the government shutdown deadlines. So the 1,500-page bill also includes a whopping $100 billion for disaster and emergency funding, a health care package, and a one-year extension of the farm bill.
Fox's Brooke Singman reporting. Classified briefing from the Biden administration to lawmakers on the House Intelligence Committee about all the drone sightings. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw.
They believe that they have no indications or evidence it's a foreign entity. That doesn't mean it's not. It just means they don't have any evidence that there is.
A Republican on Fox is the story. And the Federal Reserve expected to cut interest rates for a third straight time this year despite sticky inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. We've got 62 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola this morning, and Escambia County man is hurt after being shot by deputies last night. This happened after the man fled an attempted traffic stop. The sheriff's office says he was driving a stolen car and refused to pull over. Deputies chased the man and used a pit maneuver to force him to stop. Deputies say he then started shooting at them, so they returned fire. He was hit. He was taken to the hospital. Right now, there's no word on his condition. No deputies were hurt. The FDLE is investigating. At its last meeting of the year, the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates by 0.25 percentage point, bringing the total rate reduction to 1 full percentage point since September.
But it could be the last rate cut for a few months. Inflation is not cooperating. The progress has really stalled out.
Bankrate's Greg McBride, he says inflation is hovering near 2.7% and needs to be closer to 2%. He said interest rates took the elevator going up in 2022 and 23, but are taking the stairs coming down. An Alabama man facing charges after allegedly selling drugs, which led to a fatal overdose. 35-year-old Terrell Shimon Johnson of Fairhope was arrested this week on manslaughter and other charges for allegedly selling the victim fentanyl. Gulf Shores police say they were called to a death investigation last week. Investigators determined the victim had overdosed on fentanyl. Baldwin County Drug Task Force identified Johnson as being the source of those narcotics. Officials say he admitted to selling the victim drugs during an interview. Johnson's now being held with no bond at the Baldwin County Jail. Florida Senator Rick Scott seems ready to support President-elect Trump's pick to lead the FBI. Scott met yesterday with Kash Patel. He's Trump's nominee to be the FBI director. Patel started his career at the Miami-Dade Public Defender's Office. Scott praised Patel for tirelessly fighting to protect due process rights and said he has confidence that Patel will continue that legacy. Over 100 schools in Florida being recognized for their support of military families. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday that 176 schools have earned the Purple Star School of Distinction designation. 5 school districts also earned the award for their support of veterans, active duty troops, and their families. Those districts include Bay, Brevard, Citrus, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties. Almost 400 schools earned the Purple Star School designation across the state. And 8 schools in Escambia County earned that designation, including Pensacola High School, Beulah and Ransom Middle Schools, Ferry Pass, Kingsfield, Navy Point Elementary Schools, Redeemer Lutheran, and Georgetown Technical College. It is 5:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
There is a small chance of rain today, 20% overall, high near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. Temperatures slightly cooler for that Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45. A bit cooler for that Friday, high near 65, with lows dropping Friday night into the 30s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 62 in Pensacola and in Gulf Breeze. It's 60 in Milton. Your next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep. The Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Bobby Rossi. Happy Holidays, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy
From
New
all
Year.
Of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is John Peacock filling in for Andrew McKay, and I'm blessed today to be with my business partner, J.C. Costantino. Andrew's on a well-deserved break, and J.C., glad to be here with you this morning.
Super glad to be here with you as well, and John, and two Johns.
Yeah.
Hanging out today. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we're getting
Thanks
ready.
For having me.
Teresa Blackwell's calling in here in just a second. And we're going to invite Teresa on the show to talk a little bit about OLF 8. We got her. Hey, Teresa, you there?
Yes. Hi, is this John Peacock?
It is. Teresa, thank you so much. I'm here with J.C. Costantino. You know her well. I think
Good
you guys
morning,
are kind of neighbors a little bit.
Good morning.
Teresa,
sure.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And, you know, you might not have heard it, you might not have been up, but I was giving you rave reviews for your community activism. You know, there's a lot of people that have affected change here in Pensacola in a community. But I can't think of anybody more recent than you and the change that you impacted. I know you had a lot of help with some other folks, but, man, the work you did to kind of and continue to do for OLF 8 and Beulah in general is much appreciated. And thank you so much for that.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. I got started in 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, so you've been fighting a good fight for a while.
I got a little echo. I'm here. Okay. I'll try to ignore.
Okay.
Shortly after Commissioner Burgos got elected.
Good timing on your part. Good timing on your part. Teresa, so tell us a little bit about what's going on with OLF 8 now. I know we're still trying to figure out what to do with that property. Can you give us an update on what's going on there?
Sure. Well, as I'm sure most of you know, we had a meeting with the County Commission last week on Thursday. So a lot of us were there and spoke. And there's been a lot of... last minute, it seems when they get on target and things look like they're going well, that's when a wrench gets thrown into it. So, but we had the three potential offers each talk for about 10 minutes that morning and then again that night. And then the wrench we had was that Florida West and the PEDC, at least some members of that, had been pushing to secure control of the light industrial areas. So part of that was a Haas study a couple of Haas studies, which even the person from UWF said are not really studies. There's something she came up with. I don't know what she would label them, but I think we can safely ignore those. Both of those aren't really anything that we can use. One was based on a false dichotomy. Either we do this Amazon and two other projects, or we fill it all with residential, and that's not going to happen. It's zoned for light industrial.
Well, that's good.
And the second one,
Teresa, I just want to remind. Okay. Teresa, I just want to remind the listeners that we're talking to Teresa Blackwell right now. We're talking about OLF 8 and Teresa, explain a little bit why light industrial is kind of, you don't really want that out there. And, you know, because some people say, geez Louise, you know, Amazon, why don't we bring Amazon here? It'd be great for jobs and such, right? Tell us why you don't think that's a good fit for that piece of property.
Amazon is really not light industrial. The master plan would not allow it. The county is aware of that. In public documents I got, they were talking about adding the word distribution in front of into the master plan, which that's proof enough that they know it doesn't belong there. The problem with Amazon, and I've done a couple of podcasts on them, for one thing, those are not good jobs. $16.50 an hour for a single mom or a single dad with one child, that would give them half of a living wage. It also is not something that belongs in a residential neighborhood. The noise, the pollution, the heavy trucks, and it's not good for the county either. But the level of jobs that would provide is not what they have said they wanted. They said they wanted $60,000 jobs per year. So the Haas Center did an averaging, which, you know, you mix in the CEOs of the different groups and come up with an average. That's not what the starting workers anyway would begin with. So, you know, the majority of workers would not make anywhere near.
Teresa, this is JC. I agree with you completely upon the, you know, as you know, my backyard is OLF 8. So I would love to know, you know, since Beulah residents are largely not for bringing in Amazon or something similar, what are we wanting and what are they wanting to have in that space?
Well, in the end, the companies, et cetera, that we bring in, the county commission will try to control that. But whoever buys it really will be the ones best able to determine exactly which companies come in. So that's one reason we don't want to give control to the PEDC or Florida West. If they want to come in with a project that fits with what the owner is doing and that they know will be successful, then that's one thing. But we don't need a superstructure of them controlling the light industrial because they, let's face it, they need a win. So they're not going to be as particular about what it is as the owner who has skin in the game has.
Very true.
Light industrial, basically, you want to limit the pollution, the noise, the traffic. You can have things that are more small scale, like some construction shops. You could make products, entire products that are going directly to a consumer, like maybe toys. You could have solar energy production of components, possibly electronics that go to the consumer. A basic part of a definition of light industrial is that you don't use capital-intensive machinery and production equipment.
Right. Yeah. And Teresa,
so
one more question.
That's another problem with Amazon.
True.
It's already automated to a high degree, and within the next few years, it's likely to be just about all automated. So those jobs would not be a lot per acre, and they would probably go away in just a very few years.
Yeah, they're not sustainable jobs. So do you feel whomever, you know, might purchase, it's you know, what, around 500 acres or so? Or is there still a need, want, and desire to have community services? I'm just making up a few things, but post office, school, restaurants, that sort of thing mixed in.
Oh, yes. We are expecting to have that master plan, and it includes all of that. And the commissioners, you know, it's kind of like they forgot how to make fire. It's kind of like they're the cavemen who forgot to make how to make fire. Back 2.5 years ago, they did put out an RFQ that said what they expected in anyone who bought the property. And it says it will be closely aligned with the OFA master plan goals and objectives. So, you know, Commissioner May suggested maybe we should have done an RFQ. We did, you know. So, and that RFQ also talks about the phasing of the light industrial. There are basically four sections, and two of those meet Navy Federal. They're both on the eastern side.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the offers said he would build a road over there for the light industrial traffic. Well, there's already a road in the plan. So that would take all that light industrial over adjoining Navy Federal out to 9 Mile without having to go through any residential district.
And
so
Teresa,
it's like they've forgotten, they've forgotten what they set out to do.
And just to remind everybody, Teresa, that master plan was worked on by quite a few Beulah residents and discussed and debated. And there wasn't just something come up with a few people, right? This is something that was worked on for a very long time and agreed on by everybody. And that's what you're trying to implement. This isn't Teresa Blackwell's vision. This is really the vision of the vast majority of Beulah residents and other folks, right? Because it's very important to implement that master plan to almost emulate a downtown in that area. And we've learned through people like Quint Studer in his book, How to Build a Vibrant Community, that companies want to relocate to places that have a sense of place. And I think if I had to summarize what you're trying to do, what you're trying to push for, is to create that sense of place in the Beulah area. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, John. You've been paying attention. And we're growing probably 30,000 or so now, and we need anything that any small town would take for granted in their downtown. So that's been agreed on. More than 1,000 of us commented. We also formed a Beulah coalition with Navy Federal, so Navy Federal's been highly involved too, and really facilitated getting the master plan, you know, actually paid for it. So, yes.
I know one thing that I've seen, Teresa, you know, over just recent years and really over the last year with what Navy Federal built for their community center. You know, I personally utilize that space to walk my dogs, and I always see people that I know in the community there utilizing it with their kids and doing the same thing I am. And that has just been such a beautiful sight, and it's a beautiful space. And then, you know, also on top of that, you know, when Publix was being built and some of the restaurants and, you know, now a bank and a car wash and things like that, there's, you know, so much action that's happening on that corner because, like you just said, you know, close to 30,000 people living out there now. And that puts a stress on those particular amenities, and it shows that we really need it, not only community space for us to gather and get to meet your neighbors, which is a little harder in an area like Beulah because you have separated subdivisions as well as some traditional style land and farm like I have. And I just think it would really bring our community together and have a sense of network with more of those options available. So it's promising and good to hear that we're still moving in that direction and that they still have to adhere to some of that original plan.
Oh, yes. The public, the people here want that plan to be, and we will fight to have that plan.
Well, Teresa.
And I think that some of the offers are just realizing now that we expect that plan to be used. And you know, some of them could fall off the radar, probably not Fred Hemmer or Ryan. Bell because he seems to be in love with the plan. But, you know, it's encouraging that the current commissioners are talking about following the master plan.
Well, Teresa, so we'll I appreciate your efforts out there. We have to wrap this segment up, but I'd really appreciate all that you've done.
Can I just say one thing? We're having a meeting January 7th, the Beulah OLF 8 Strong community meeting at Beulah Church, 7561 Mobile Highway, 630. That'll be before the county commission meeting 2 days later. So our commissioner will be there, Steve Stroberger.
Wonderful. Well, I hope that you continue to fight the good fight, and certainly if I can help you in any way, let me know. Thank you so much for all you're doing for the that part of the community and for our community in general. Teresa, thanks for getting up so early this morning and talking with us.
Oh, well, thank you both. And I have to say, I have some good, strong helps now. It's like being back with my seven brothers plus some women.
Well, that's great. Well, we are John Peacock and J.C. Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! They have a Santa!
Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola. This is John Peacock and J.C. Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio Pensacola, AM 1620, FM 92.3. And wow, J.C., what a great segment we just had with Teresa Blackwell.
Really appreciate her coming on at such an early hour and sharing information with all of us about what's happening in Beulah with OLF 8. I know that's been topic of conversation for quite a few years now, and I know that every morning when I pour my cup of joe and walk out back and I stare at 500 empty acres, probably a good 100 yards from my back door, I wonder, wow, what is going to happen with that? And are people that purchase it going to be able to adhere to largely the original plan that was in place? And Teresa sounded largely very optimistic about that. Still, there are some hurdles that need to be overcome, but that was promising for me.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard for a while now people talk positively about the Board of County Commissioners, and they're actually listening to the citizens. You know, there was such an effort, J.C., put into that master plan by you, Teresa, and others that live out there that, you know, try to create that town center, you know. back in the old days, they said, well, let's turn this into kind of what, a bunch of properties, warehouses and industrial stuff, and that's going to create jobs. And I always joke, if raw land created jobs, there'd be a whole bunch of jobs in Iowa, right, because there's a whole bunch of land there. And what creates jobs now, we've learned from, great people like Quint Studer, is that town center, a sense of place, environment. Yes. And I know that's what you and your neighbors want out there so bad.
It is. It's really what we want. And let's think about all the largely vacant industrial, properties here in Pensacola. Like, I'm not sure how that is future thinking, forward thinking, or community focused. It's absolutely not. I think there's definitely happy medium and compromise there. But yes, I mean, we've all spoke through the years. It's a great opportunity now that we have freeway exit right off, exit 5. There's going to be another one that's coming. Great way to bring people in from other areas of Pensacola as well to be able to partake and utilize restaurants and town center and meet up with people and friends that they have in that area as well. And that's truly what we all envision with that beautiful piece of property that's there.
Yeah, clearly the only growth left, other than infill, which is, again, the city's trying to do and other places in the county are trying to do. But really the growth is that north end of the county. And it's important to have that town center. So take some of the burden off the downtown area, but also spread the wealth around a little bit and really create that place where people have options to go. Because companies, when they come and visit Pensacola and other places, say, I want to move my company here. Now, so much remote work, JC, that people can live anywhere they want to. So it's kind of nice that, you have a place where people want to go and things to do. And because right now a lot of people go to east and west of us to find things to do. And our lifeblood is our sales tax and those kind of things. And we need to keep those options here for people to spend their money in Escambia County. And I think the master plan that Teresa and you and others are working on is so, so important to implement. It sounds like we're moving in that direction.
It is. And I, really owe a lot to Beulah residents and being persistent and sticking with the original vision. Even when we had people who were supposed to be on our side, not truly on our side, really just looking out for their own best interests. So really happy that it seems that Stroberger and others are here for us now, and we have someone like Teresa and others in the community fighting for that.
Yeah, and she reminded us there is a meeting on January 7th, so keep your eyes out for that. And we're wrapping up this first hour. JC, it's been good. And this is John Peacock and JC Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on AM 1620 News Radio Pensacola.